When Captain America throws his mighty shield, all those who chose to oppose his shield must yield. If he's led to a fight and a duel is due, then the red and the white and the blue will come through when Captain America throws his mighty shield.
No, you can't be... We and you already flip-flop. We can't keep doing that fucking with
yes, we can.
Seth is always sat there. Now I have him.
Hey, Seth, hand me my hat.
Yeah, where'd you...
It's up there.
Hat.
Nick needs hat.
We're about to get a whole bunch of comments...
And I need to stare at
...about us not doing...
The intro last time?
Writers.
Good.
Here's the thing. There's a reason why.
Maybe it's me.
Wait, are we already live?
Before you continue, yeah. I told you I found the first episode of the original Kamen Rider.
Told you already.
So I started watching it. I'm not even showing up for me yet. I started watching it. Maybe it's just me.
What are you watching?
I watched the first episode of the 70s Kamen Rider.
The original Kamen Rider.
Kamen Rider. Because episode one was on YouTube for some reason. So I'm like, I want to know what the big deal is. So I watched it, and I'm going to be honest with you. Maybe it was just the first episode. Maybe it's just the first series. Maybe Kamen Rider is actually badass went later down the road. I'm going to tell you something, man.
It was cool in its time.
It
had a very solid lead. It does feel a little bit dated.
Oh, yes.
But believe it or not, the stuff that stands out in Kamen Rider... really stands
the
out.
Suit.
If you compare it to other shit that was going on at the time, Kamen Rider is pretty fucking... Kamen Rider was almost like the punk rock of
Now, I'm going to be real with you. You know how we say? You know how we said that costumes look better when you can see them in movement? I remember us not bashing on the original Kamen Rider costume. I remember us giving it a fair rating.
Yeah.
Seeing it in motion, and actually, before the 70s, like I said... Ignore what I bashed on last episode. That was just garbage.
Right.
That suit's actually really neat when you see him moving and fighting and stuff. It's real stellar, actually.
Yeah. Considering, it was decent.
I can imagine that later down the road, as they add more money to make better suits, it gets better.
Like if you watch the fight scenes now, that special effects thing is almost done. It's almost done overly maxed. Like every other fucking fight is. Lasers and bombs and rider kicks and super speeds, and it's really cool, but it's an awful lot of flash. So a person like me that does appreciate martial arts choreography, sometimes it gets bogged down in how much special they add.
Shane, you're
catching But it is
Shane.
Really solid and really cool.
So I've been laughing. Shane's getting shit on.
Yep.
Now... Other than just being on the mic, you guys realize that I have no access to any of the equipment. I'm not the ones that choose what episode. That Bill's the leader.
Shane's the reason. All right, here's the reason why. The reason we are not doing it is because the drive didn't have the folder.
Yep.
It's as basic as that. Look, there's a drive that travels around that we do the show off of. The drive that came today... didn't have it. So we picked something fun to do, and we'll move the villains over. We didn't prep the drive. It's kind of a just getting back in, start of the year, not thinking about it, just kind of running gunning. It is what it is.
Yeah.
So we'll load the drive up. We'll do more Kamen Rider later on.
What?
It just is what it is.
No, and we
Because our flesh drive did not come with those images today.
Yeah.
And we can't,
but it did come with a bunch of the shit that we'd prepped before we went on break.
Okay, Ronan, before you start attacking other people, Bill literally just fucking explained what happened. It's nobody's fault. We fucked up. Nobody else.
Yeah.
So quit your bitch.
It's just not on the drive.
And we can't do the series reviews anymore because Monday Netflix gets rid of all Power Rangers.
Yep. Folders or whatever,
except for Mighty Morphin. And I don't know if you noticed that, but when you posted that on Facebook, all the Power Rangers series leaving Netflix, I looked. Mighty Morphin wasn't on there. I think Mighty Morphin's the only one staying on Netflix. Every other series is gone.
It's Mighty Morphin and one of the others, but again, I was talking about this on my stream on Thursday, which, for those of you who don't pay attention, I do Sario Says is a stream every Tuesday and Thursday, 7 o'clock Central Time until whenever the fuck I feel like ending it, so 8:30, 9 o'clock, shameless plug. But I need to
You
find
just
that
got an answer. It says the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers and the three most recent shows will stay on Netflix.
That's what I thought.
Beast Morphers is also staying as well, Ronan says.
Right.
So there's stuff that's going to stay, but most all of it is fucking
three,
right.
So the three recent ones, like I said, would be Dino Charge, Ninja Steel, and Beast Morphers.
Right.
Plus Mighty Morphin.
Right. Now, part of that as well is I got a phone call the other day at work. So story time with Uncle Sario here. I got a phone call while I was at work. It was Comcast customer service saying, hey, your $100 promotional rate for the badass streamer package internet that you buy, that's going to go away soon, and now it's going to end up being $140. But we'll knock it down to $134, and we'll just give you this Peacock streaming service that we have that's supposed to be a Hulu, Netflix, Disney Plus, fucking CBS All Access fucking competitor. The only reason why it is because it's fucking Comcast. They own like three out of the five.
Sneeze!
It's his birthday. He
It's
do that.
Back.
Yeah, but they own like three out of the five major networks. Because I noticed it with my stepsister CBS All Access that I'm basically leeching off of. Not only is it CBS, you get MTV and Comedy Central and, like, what is this, like A&E or one of those. And you also get a Nickelodeon. Guess what Nickelodeon has? Yeah, they have a lot of the Power Rangers shit.
They probably had the recent Turtles stuff,
too. Oh, I knew Power Rangers was going to a different streaming service. That's what's been happening.
Right.
Now that, because cable is becoming more and more irrelevant every year.
Yep. Right. Now they're going to nickel and dime you the way that they used to. Where you're going to pay $15 here, $15 there, $15 there. Now you're back up to a fucking $200 cable package.
Yep.
And half the shit you don't even fucking watch.
It's going to, believe it or not, man, it's already oversaturated.
Yep. Yeah, we're back to cable.
Yep.
Our generation is right back in the same spot. Look, businesses aren't stupid. Part of the bad thing, and I was, they're not. Stop and think about this. Every time
that's business.
Every time a business loses product.
That was Wall Street you were thinking of.
Every time a business loses product, they restructure and they redesign that product.
Yep.
CD sales were a big thing. Tape sales were a big thing. Concerts were a big thing. Then streaming came out. The business started losing their edge, and what'd they do? They said, okay, we have to fuck somebody.
Yep.
So they reshifted the entire organization of how music works to fuck the artist five times worse than they've ever been fucked before, and now guess who's back on top? That business. That business make that money.
No, who's back on top are the politicians who are paid by that business to fucking get $80,000 put into Congress to pass bills, so that way then these big fucking corporations who have almost Mickey Mouse dicks, not quite, but almost Mickey Mouse
almost,
dicks,
almost.
Where they can just drop it and go, you give me whatever the fuck I want, and you go, yes, sir. Now these record labels, they go, streaming sucks, and they're killing our industry. Can you tell them to fucking stop it? Hey, you guys fucking stop it, because, like, Comcast and Roadrunner gave me, like, $1 million to pass
this
bill to tell you
but
to stop
streaming,
it.
Streaming has been restructured in a way now
right.
that the record industry is not losing money.
Oh, no.
That's not a thing. The record industry is fucking thriving every bit as much as it always did.
Yep.
It's the artist that hurts now through streaming, but they don't give a fuck, nor will they ever give a fuck. To be fair, that's not the way business works.
Right.
Yeah, and I talked about
that
a lot.
That's not the corporate business model.
So here's the thing: we are going to talk about the most represented heroes today, the Avengers and their stuff.
Yeah, which means I need to leave and chat and get in.
We're not just talking the Avengers, people. We're about to dig the fuck in on this one, okay?
Yay.
Oh, there will be yays.
So around the room?
Yep.
Yeah, we actually got to do that this time.
Okay, guys. Boy, Bill, William Bush.
You're about to get fucked up because things changed.
Yep, Nick Bennett, the Lone Paladin. Yeah, we switched seats.
Action Jackson.
Seth Lovell in the corner.
No, in the other corner.
Oh, yeah, in the other corner.
And me.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone.
And him.
Yeah, that guy.
Avengers!
That guy who apparently doesn't like my hat I gave him anymore.
We are going to start.
Oh, no, no. Actually, your hat, the hat you bought me has actually become my main hat.
I can believe that.
I just wanted to check.
We're
going to
start with Captain America, Shane. It's time to talk 1944 Captain America American District Attorney Grant Gardner.
I'm sorry. Of all those words you said, I didn't hear the word Steve, and I didn't hear the word Rogers.
Exactly.
Yeah. All I heard was blah, 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 knock off Harvey Birdman, attorney at law. Who the fuck is this guy?
You're not 100% wrong.
Not the worst costume?
Yeah, definitely not the worst. Okay, that one's kind of dumb.
Man, I'm going to stop
the
talking.
The return of Captain America in this motherfucker.
I see.
Well, there you go. That was him. That's 1944 Captain America. That's where they
started.
Okay,
so let's take a look.
And do you notice he's missing something iconic that we know for Cap today?
Yeah, style.
Other than that.
Shield.
Because this one cannot go with the theme song of Captain America.
No, let's break this dude down.
He doesn't. I just seen it in the chat. My eyes didn't even pick that up. It's not just the shield and a couple. He doesn't have the wings.
No, yep. He doesn't.
There's no wings on his helmet. Of course, he's
rocking
the gun.
That's not actually a helmet. That's just
It is. It's a
cap.
Yeah. Yeah. It's connected to his shirt.
It's a cowl, technically, but yeah.
Now, look.
One in the chat said that looks like one of the heroes that got killed in The Incredibles.
If you break down this costume, I'm loving the use of black and white for the colors.
All right. Ronan gets back in the good graces a little bit. He said that looks like Turkish Captain America. Almost as amazing as Turkish Spider-Man.
Oh God, this is a sad fat Captain America.
My God, he is.
He is struggling with that shirt.
It's the 1940s. It's the Superman cereal.
Yep, it's
competing with
now,
it.
It's now, in shape, out of shape,
now,
man.
Now. Once again, I'll reiterate.
He's coming out of the closet.
When Captain America forgets his mighty girdle.
Dude.
Not only did he just come out of the closet, he really fucked that dude.
His belt buckle must yield.
His belt buckle must yield. Whoa! Oh,
$39,000 for that bullshit?
Holy shit!
Hey! Do you know what this guy gets now? A fucking zero!
Holy!
Did you
shit.
Try to sell a Goodwill fucking costume for?
No.
$39,000?
No, we're not going to insult Goodwill like
it
that.
It buttons up
because
like a child's onesie.
I enjoyed Goodwill Rider now.
Onesie.
Goodwill Rider's cool in my book now. No.
How awkward is it as a grown man to get the role of Captain America, be given the costume, and be told it buttons up like a little baby's onesie? Just reach down to your crotch there and connect your three little snippy buttons.
I mean,
Captain Goodwill.
He crouches and suddenly his suit shoots off up into the fucking ceiling.
Look, here's what I'm going to tell you.
Boom.
Here's what I'm going to tell you. From all of the interviews and everything that I've heard for, like, every other type of costume that's a pain in the ass, like a Stormtrooper or a Kamen Rider or a Sentai, where I need to piss and it's going to take 8 people just to get my dick out so I can take a piss.
I can take a piss.
This man could literally go in, pop, take a shit and a piss and be done in, like, 30 minutes and be back on set to film while everybody else is still 30 minutes. Can somebody just undo the thing so I don't piss in the costume, please?
No, that's why they got the catheter. But no.
Well.
No.
So this is the world's introduction to Captain America.
On film.
All right.
Well, here's the thing. Comic books are not mainstream, nor have they ever been.
And that's why he's not Steve Rogers.
Yeah, no, this is Guy Gardner's dad.
This is the closest thing to the first time mainstream would have witnessed Captain America.
All right.
This guy was so ridiculed and shit on, he had to go to a completely different universe and have a kid who didn't fuck up as bad as he did. Well, his last name's Gardner. So his son...
He's reopening the Warriors bar. He's fucking up.
Now, okay, let's break this down in sections. It is the 40s. And in the 40s, if I was growing up as a kid in the 40s and I saw this, I'd be thinking, that's pretty cool. This is 2021. And I look at this.
This is almost 100 years later.
This thing is ass. Now, what you were saying earlier, decade, don't matter.
I'd rather
I don't give a fuck if it's the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s. Do some sit-ups, man. That's no excuse. No excuse. This is World War II still.
But you loved the fat guy from the last episode.
That's because that man wasn't wearing an iconic costume. He was wearing really tight pants.
He was wearing a tight leather fucking pants with a fucking Spencer's belt and a fucking scarf trying to pretend to be Chris Jericho. That's iconic.
Man.
Especially Jericho AEW with tight leather pants and a Spencer's belt and a beer gut hanging down
you
to his knees.
You still must yield.
I really.
Apparently, I still
really.
Gotta yield. Because
Nick is the only motherfucker in the room that when Captain America throws his mighty shield, he must yield.
The guy that has the same level of tenure in this fucking group as this guy is the one omitted.
Yield, Nick!
1.1.
Hold on, wait a minute. Negative...
No shit.
2 billion Shane stream points to you.
So this is the start, Shane. This is the beginning.
Start working.
I feel like we're in for a really rough ride.
Well, you know where it ends.
I know where it ends. You give it a 1.1?
Yeah.
1.2.
I gave them a 0 because they're trying to charge $40,000 for that shitty costume.
Okay, so here's the thing. I'm remembering the first Batman we seen.
Yep.
I'm remembering the first Superman we seen.
Yep.
They didn't wear onesies.
I don't think that this guy... I actually think that this guy is worse than them. So... 1.4.
Anyone picking 1.3 just to fucking have a pattern?
All right. So he is a 1.14 because I gave him a 2... Because only if you're a fan will you be like, okay,
I was at two for a while. Right. I was fighting with myself.
So, I picked that at 1.2. He had a 1.1.
Because
he slightly went over. If I were on the Price is Right, does he win or do I win?
It was a 1.1.
After that
I'm going to say I won.
After that fucking mega hit that was 1944 Captain America,
yeah.
We didn't see him on screen again until 73.
Good. Hopefully they upgraded him.
We already seen this.
almost 30 years.
Why is he standing next to some random luchador guy that used tinfoil for his mask?
Oh, God damn it. We're in the dumb decade.
Yes, we're in the green Spider-Man decade.
Go to the next, I hope to God. And I'm probably going to be very disappointed. There's Joey Spider-Man!
We have seen this guy.
Told you.
This is the Korean Spider-Man fucking guy.
Turkish Spider-Man and Turkish
Captain
America.
Is that what it is? Turkish?
Yep. That was the joke, yes.
I'm going to pray to God that because you're at an angle, that's why your belt
is
crooked.
Oh, my God.
Yep, we have seen
him. You might
have
to zoom in a bit on him.
No, we really don't. Just go to the next.
Holy shit.
Get a haircut.
'70s.
Don't care.
Damn hippie.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. He's got some dumbass collar for his... No, fucked him, 0.
Okay, well,
so
there
he can
go.
Pop a dollar, man.
Have I used my nuke for these yet?
I don't remember.
He's got wings.
Just in case I didn't, I'm pressing my button.
The wings back.
Fuck him.
That totally makes it better.
So hold on.
He's
I
got a popped collar.
Mine
no,
he
popped
six.
That bitch, man.
Bill, it don't matter what you give him. He just got nuked.
Okay. Is it? Maybe it's just me. But
I look, you don't be, you look don't at be his fucking face. With
fucking,
my cat.
Look at his face. Discount Destro back here is going to throw that motherfucker across the room.
That's not what I'm. Okay, maybe it's just me, but if you look carefully at his eyes, it looks like he's doing this. Okay, he's facing this.
Oh, I don't
like,
even have my keys.
And he's looking over here like, I don't even want look what's over there.
Guys, are you sure this guy's supposed to be?
Guys, these costumes suck. Can we do something different?
No.
Okay, be serious now.
1.2.
I'm going to stick with my 1.4. I don't think this is any better.
1.3.
I nuked this fucker.
Yeah, he nuked it, and I'm at a 1, which means it's a 1.1 divided by 5. This man is a 0.22.
Good. Fuck him.
Sorry. Negative 0.22.
Yes! You said, I drove him through the concrete.
You said 2.2.
It's time for 1979 Captain America.
God damn it.
There's a
God damn it.
There's a point five.
Wow.
There's a point five.
Look at his bulge. Look at the dick.
That's America's dick.
Bill, prepare to zoom in.
Oh, not this time.
You might poke an eye out.
Although I think this is the first one of them, even though he's the dumbest looking. To have a shield so far.
Because if you remember, during the first Captain America movie where it's doing the World War II stuff, he actually shoves the shield on the front of the bike.
Yes, he does. Yeah.
So, yes, that would be accurate.
All I can picture.
Unfortunately,
all I can picture.
Motorcycle helmet Captain America.
All I can picture is when he was sitting on that bike. All I can picture is, like, Stark calling him. Rogers, where you at? Fucking Ultron's attacking. I'm stuck in traffic. I'm coming. I'm bringing American justice. When this light turns green.
I get out of this American traffic jam.
Riding on my piece of shit American-designed bike. It wasn't a Harley Davidson.
Oh,
I should have spent the extra money.
Oh, this guy sucks, but
how many more pictures do we have of this sad bastard? Or is this it?
I don't know. Hit the button.
Is there a next?
No.
Man, the quality. Okay, so man, the quality from my
is a point .5.
The quality.
He's slightly better than the
American
other two.
Bike.
Bike.
Oh yeah, Bill does get one per episode. So I mean, yeah.
Bill can do it as many fucking times as he wants.
Oh, yeah, it's his birthday today, so his limit became infinitesimal.
No.
Quality.
His limit became he do what he want. Shit.
I feel like the quality is going.
Oh, no!
We start with ass, and then we got assier, and now we're at assieriest.
No.
I'm making up words now.
Better.
Wait,
this is
whoa.
Dick.
So does that mean we had a herp, a derp, and an assy?
Yeah.
Is herp derp assy.
So my score was like what? Like a 1.2, 1.3?
Something like that.
1.1?
1.3 twice now.
1.1.
No, Shane, you can't do 1.1 because at least he's not as dumpy. Slightly. And he has a shield.
Dude, if this shit...
Plus, he's got a whanger hanging.
If this shit had appeared...
Yeah, man. That does decide my fucking score. I love whanger.
Shane, it's America's ball sack.
Yeah, it's America's nuts.
Now,
right there.
I'm sorry, but if this
he can teabag people.
If this was America's ass,
no,
the score would go
British.
Higher.
Here's the thing.
That's true. That'd
this
be Captain Britain.
Yes.
I think there actually is one.
This gets a one because it doesn't feel like Captain America. It feels like there was a guy who did stunt jumping on motorcycles.
Yes.
And he just wanted to tribute Captain America, so he had his fucking suit made out to look
that's
bad.
Exactly.
That's what
like
he looks like.
Evil Knievel.
Maybe.
Yeah, like
maybe.
An evil Knievel tribute.
That's
thing.
What his backstory is.
Like, he's fucking awful.
Yeah. So I'm going to stick with my 1.1.
Is this...
Okay, that's fine. So I have a 0.5, a 0.5, a 1.1, and a 1.
1.1.
Okay, that'd be a 1.1.
Scott,
I mean,
be like...
I mean, you still give it a better score than I did.
Scott, be like, 4.7, I fucking loved this show.
Right.
It might have been my year, but it's not my show.
Right.
Yeah.
0.84.
Yeah, this is yeah, the year you were born. Yeah, this is that. I'm sorry.
Look.
Well, let's...
Look, I'm not the biggest Captain America fan, really, these days, but when I was growing up, Captain America was my boy.
Ooh, after this one, we get to see what the Spider-Man looks like in the year you were born, Nick, 87.
So here we go.
We're still in 79, though.
We're going to stay in 79, and we're going to check out Captain America 2, Death Too Soon.
Oh,
I bet you it can't get soon enough.
There.
Okay, well,
he looks a bit better.
Yeah, actually, he's starting to look more like the iconic suit we know.
I mean, he's still wearing a motorcycle helmet, kind of.
Safety first.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, never mind. Okay.
Wake me up when it's over.
Okay, they didn't even try. They didn't even fucking try. Look at that shield. That is a children's toy. I'm not even kidding. Look at that plastic. Look at that. They didn't I know it's 79. They didn't even try to make that look.
That's no, Shane, that's not even a children's toy. They literally just took some clear plastic and threw red tape on it.
Yeah.
Okay, here's what I'm going to say.
This man gets a 0.
Okay, you give it a 0. This is around the exact same time that we were experiencing things like Christopher Reeve.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah, hold on. 1 second. 79. I think that's the first movie. No, 78. 78. So, yeah.
So, this is an era where we understood that superheroes wore spandex. Mm-hmm. We understood that if it was going to look comic accurate, it was going to look bad. And then it was up for the actor to sell it. Let's be honest here. Just for a second. I may love the Superman movie that I grew up watching. And I may think that costume is wonderful, but it's wonderful on the person it was on. Anybody else put into that costume is going to have a tough time pulling that motherfucker off because it's bad.
Well,
it's very stretchy spandex.
I think it was shown Mark Hamill did try on.
Well,
for one picture,
Henry Cavill wore it during his
audition.
Audition, and it looks okay, but it's old.
Yep.
It's an old, stretchy material spandex.
Talking about Reeves' costume?
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, here's the thing.
It's up to the actor to pull it off. This is very comic accurate at the time, aside from this helmet.
The helmet, yeah.
The shield is bad. That's a prop. There's only one reason that goes a little further than a prop. It's iconic to the character.
Yeah.
So the shield... The shield is bad. That's going to pull his... That automatically takes a 1 off of him easily. The material is pretty bad, so it takes another 1 off of him.
I know they... I just felt like they were... Maybe this show had a...
But
maybe.
I'm going to drop a 3, because that, aside from the fact that his... These two parts take an entire number off of him, and the material takes an entire number off of him, but he's in shape...
Yes, yes.
He's not like a fat guy.
No, he is.
He looks like he could pull it off. Look, if you got rid of the stupid fucking helmet, you could probably buy into this if the movie was good enough.
I could maybe look past the cheapness of the shield, if you put a different headpiece on.
Get rid of that helmet and give him...
Give him his cowl with the wings on it.
Give him a shield bought from Toys R Us.
Or, hell... Captain America Winter Soldier, he didn't even wear one.
Yeah.
And that suit was awesome.
So that's what I'm getting at. This guy...
He can pull off with or without it.
I'm only going by the time and knowing that other superheroes that we have graded on higher scales came from this time and their shit was made out of the same shitty material. That is the same shitty material our Superman wore. It looks like Captain America. I'm only giving it a 3. I cannot go above it. I can
2.
Only say that this would set the standard for what comes after it, and everything should be better from this point.
And then I agree to
helmet. Take the helmet off because it's garbage. Throw that garbage shield,
Everything else looks fine. The dude's in shape. That's the thing that's been irritating me, is they just been getting any random dude to put the suit on.
Just to argue with myself when I'm really stopping to think about it, looking at the grading scale, he does set the standard, but I think...
I still need to be a fan to enjoy this.
I am a fan, that's why I'm enjoying it, so I need to reevaluate its 2.5.
Yeah.
The only reason I'm appreciating it is because I'm a fan of this kind of material. And that's blatantly where my score is coming from.
It's like, I used to love me some Captain, but that helmet and that shield fuck with me so bad.
And I'm sorry. I know that we say time period counts. 79 is no excuse for that kind of shield.
No, it's not.
All you had to do... Yes,
somebody said, oh, well, the shield is the windshield for his bike. He's wearing a fucking motorcycle helmet with a visor on it right there. He doesn't need a fucking windshield.
I mean, okay, here's the thing.
The reason why he did that in...
Even though they're right, and it adds some kind of gimmick as to why he would have the shield with him all the time, Captain America wears the shield on his back.
Yes.
I realize that that's exactly what it is, because it's not there. It's not there. Can't see it. He does take it off the bike. It is the windshield for the bike. It's still kind of stupid.
It is. Now, I got to ask you this. I didn't read comic book. I haven't read any 70s comics. Was that the time that his shield still made of vibranium, or was it made of something else? And
oh, it's made of plastic.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
it's plastic.
I told you it's shitty plastic with red tape, Shane.
You know what I meant. In the comics, comics is what I said. Was his shield made of vibranium in the comics, or was that later down the road?
No, I'm almost positive. It's pretty much
always been vibranium.
Especially by this point, it was vibranium.
Okay.
Yeah, because I believe back in like the
they could
back
used
when he was still
the
punching
old
Hitler.
Kite shield.
Yeah,
was steel.
Yeah,
they could have at least got hard plastic, painted it like it looked like metal. You could have done something.
It's pretty fucking bad.
If I shot this dude and that dumb motherfucker wanted to do this, no more Captain America.
Right.
I'm gonna give this guy a 2.2.
Okay.
Because obviously I'll take the helmet and shield. Everything else looks fine. And like I said, I give a lot of people crap when they're out of shape for the role. And I say that because there are characters out there that are bigger guys.
Right.
I picture them as a bigger guy. Like, okay, I know this is a bad example, but Blob is supposed to be that big. I can't imagine Blob being a guy with a six pack.
Somebody said it's made of the transparent aluminum from Star
and
Trek.
I thought about doing the post show where I go into Discord and hang out. I can't do it. I have to make it over to eat with my grandma and mom today, like right after the show.
Yeah, he's got birthday shit to do. So we're at a 1.74, so let's try to move along.
I'm not exactly rushing. I'm just simply saying.
Your year.
Yeah,
yes, but I don't want to stare at shitty plastic.
Let us see if Nick's year is better.
Oh,
than
no, I have no faith.
Spider-Man Wedding.
Because it doesn't even say Captain America in the title for this folder. It says Spider-Man Wedding. So I have zero faith.
Well, there's only one.
No, hold on.
No, actually, I have more faith.
But yeah, that's a better.
That's better.
No, I did not snicker
at
Captain
Stan
America.
Lee.
Oh my God, is that the Hulk? Oh my God, that's the Hulk.
It's Shitty Hulk, but there's Stan Lee.
That's Shitty Hulk, Stan Lee.
Captain America looks good.
Okay, first off.
The Mary Jane looks good. Spider-Man looks fucking ridiculous.
Okay, first off.
But look at Cap. He's not bad.
So many questions I have. Does Mary Jane not know that's Peter Parker because he came in costume? And she's just marrying Spider-Man?
I think this is just somebody's
that
wedding.
That would be amazing.
So your husband's name is Spider-Man? What's his real name? I don't know who he is. When we have sex, he wears the mask.
He wears the mask.
I don't know who the fuck he is.
You say that, now all I can think of is that fucking comic that Bill found.
That's
where he literally just webs his dick. He's like, come on. You doing this or not?
Okay, but this is a Captain America video. Now that shield looks better.
That shield looks infinitely better.
We're starting to get closer and closer to the headpiece is better.
That cowl is the original style cowl. It had the wings on it and everything. That costume is more of the original Captain America look that I remember.
I'm going to drop a 3.5.
I'm giving him a 4.
I'm going to drop a 3.5 on that.
I'm at a 4.
This 100% becomes the standard. That's a 3. Now, here's the thing. I could promise you that that suit would not hold up if they had to do anything other than this photo shoot fucking, you get what I'm getting at?
Yeah.
Right.
Now,
just stand there
compared
to
what we've seen so far. That's why
that
you get the boost.
That said,
it's okay.
Let's
it's fine.
Rate that Hulk. There's not enough. There's not enough.
There's not enough
negative numbers in the world.
He looks like something out of, like,
three.
An early awful Ninja Turtles
He
movie
looks like
something.
A fucking animatronic.
He does.
He's the Chuck E. Cheese Hulk.
No. Chuck E. Cheese animatronics are of a higher quality compared to what I'm looking
Captain
at.
Captain America is
Monkey
a 3.5.
Oh, I won because I picked 3. Where's my money?
So, yes. 1987 Captain America sets the standard.
Oh, now, God.
You got a rub lower, Shane.
Oh, no. I know how bad this is.
We don't get one.
Oh, God.
We didn't get one.
Are Shane, this is the
90s. 1990 Captain America.
3 years later.
What was that fucking movie?
It's the bad movie where Captain America keeps stealing
people's
trucks.
Oh, my God, I love that.
Oh, I think I'm going to be
sick. Gets out, they're like, oh, you okay? Runs around the car. I got fucking Grand Theft Auto cap.
But the costume, though,
the costume
is great.
Yeah, the costume.
I love this costume.
Okay, that costume is good.
Yeah.
Red Skull.
Red Skull's pretty sweet, too.
I mean, I'm
going to all we see is the back of his head right here. Yep. Fucking, oh, man, I'm going to be sick.
Otisburg.
Yep, there it is.
Otisburg.
Wait. Can you please go back one picture, please? Okay. Yeah. Okay, so let me ask you a question. When you're traveling and you don't know where you're at, you got a map, right? This is early 90s, so we don't have GPS. So you have a map. Why is your map on the outside of the car underneath the windshield?
So that way you could keep looking at it as you kind of quick glance down while you're watching the road.
That's why he's got a buddy in the passenger seat to be the navigator.
He don't know that, man.
A man dresses in a colorful costume and you pick him up.
This is because you're being a nice guy, but you don't know if he's a good navigator or not.
Thumbs up, soldier.
I remember this.
This movie was so fucking bad.
I own this movie.
But the costume is a lot better.
I don't know. I had this urge to buy all Marvel movies, live action movies, whether it was MCU or if it was one off. I own this fucking movie. I found it and I bought it. Part of my Marvel collection.
Let me tell you something about this movie.
It's horrible.
Actual piece of the history of this movie. It almost killed him to wear that costume.
Was it heavy or was it like the material was
really
hot?
It doesn't breathe. It doesn't breathe at all.
It's mostly rubber.
He suffered heat stroke twice and had heat exhaustion through the entire filming of this movie.
So basically when they made this movie, they took the costume basically from Batman 89.
It was straight up killing him to wear this thing. They had to end filming days because he could not go on.
Well, that mask alone feels like it's way too tight. It's still better than what we've with the first two.
That being said,
for
1990,
four,
and knowing some of the other costumes that I have seen from the 90s shows and series and movies,
4.2.
Yeah, like
this is not bad.
Like the thing.
Looking.
Like the thing from the 94 movie that didn't get released. That guy was wearing styrofoam.
Like, in terms of the actor, I could believe he's Steve.
Yeah.
And in terms of the costume overall, I almost. Like, had they taken the movie a little more seriously instead of the tongue in cheek kind of movie that it is.
I love the fact that he fucking steals cars. That's hilarious.
Grand Theft Auto, bitch.
Dude, I love the fact that he keeps stealing cars.
When Captain America steals your fucking car.
Your fucking car.
I don't think your insurance covers a superhero stealing your car.
No. I think that falls under the act of God thing.
You have to get on the phone and you have to call the police and be like, so,
Captain America just stole
Captain
my
America
shit?
Captain America just carjacked me?
And they're like, he's working for the government.
Yeah.
Don't worry, you'll be compensated for any damages.
So because of my job, I actually know this. It depends on if he's actually team affiliated or not. If he's Vigilante Justice, depending upon what Cap is doing, technically speaking, that would just count as standard vehicle theft and will be covered under your comprehensive coverage, like if you hit a fucking deer or your tree fell on your car. If he's working for the government,
which he is,
you have to use the government's insurance, which is a fuck ton better than, like, your Geico, Progressive, fucking any other type of
insurance.
Yeah, but insurance.
It can also fuck you pretty hard.
Yeah.
Because that's what happened to Charlie years ago.
Right.
When he got caught in that high-speed chase, they ran around him, and one of the cops trying to get around him, he couldn't see everything. There was flashing lights and everything, and the guy that they were chasing blew past him, and then a couple cops went across this side, and he tried to get out of their way by pulling over to the sleeve, and the cop that was behind him didn't stop fast enough and fishtailed Charlie into a ditch and fucked the van up pretty good, and they paid for nothing because he was at fault for pulling into a cop.
Yep.
Even yes. though the rules of the road is to get the hell
4.5.
out of the way.
Maybe the cop shouldn't have been riding his ass.
3.5 or 4.5? 4.5. Hey, there you go, Scotty.
I know that the costume is awesome, but the movie sucked as far as the story.
And all we're here for is the costume.
I gave it a 4.
And the fact that Grand Theft Auto Cap.
4.24. So far we have a winner. Keyword is so far.
So... Now, 90 or 87 set the standard, and then some. 90 kicked it out of the park compared to the others.
Now we're
going
to get to
2011 to 2009.
Chris America's ass.
Oh, fuck.
Now this is the guy.
He's been in some movies, Bill.
2011 time.
And this is just Captain America.
Yeah.
Yep. That's a throwback to the original costume.
Yep.
Or one of the original costumes.
But it looks far better than any of the serialized costumes that we've gotten. That, by the way, this is the thing. This is what I'm talking about. Sometimes we grade those old things and we say, oh, this is a long time
Technically,
ago.
Technically, we have to do two scores for this one, too.
Yeah, he wears kind of three. Kind of three.
We say, this was a long time ago. Well, here's the problem with it being a long time ago. They had this material. They had jeans. They had a simple blue belt. They had leather gloves. They had those boots. I saw those boots. They had a fucking blue shirt.
Like, what he's wearing is not technologically advanced.
Nothing that he wears right now is unproducible in the 40s. Yep. Nothing.
You know,
they could have made
actually,
that
well,
costume
except
back
for his
then.
Contact
you know,
lenses,
that is a good
but...
question. I don't know if Steve Rogers ever did earn a Medal of Honor.
When he saved the world by crashing.
I would assume they gave him one.
Now that.
Okay, I'm going to flip through here. Okay, so here's we have to start here.
Okay,
yep. we have to grade this guy.
So that one
stage captain.
That one's a 3.5.
I agree.
It's the standard, but it's better
3.5.
than...
Cool, everybody's in agreement, 3.5.
So that 3.5. One's all right.
Have to fucking
stage
matter.
Costume.
Because we took that costume from, like, the 40s, and we made it better.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we did.
We did.
Okay, next,
Commando.
Combat suit captain.
Commando cap. Now, here's where you get to see...
No, this is just combat suit. He's not even... He's technically...
He's got the old shield, that's it.
Well,
his shirt is still got the star.
Yeah,
that's still that shield. Because remember, in this point in the movie, he just put on gear and just went to do something that he was basically told not to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this isn't even commando.
I love
like
the
that.
Fact that he
This
took,
is literally actor captain
yeah,
in combat.
He
gear.
Took a fucking prop into war and then got attached to
it. Yeah, he really did. He took a prop into war.
Yeah, and he got attached to it. But to be honest with you, that prop did save his fucking life.
Yeah,
he got shot. And that
Now, the thing is, I dig that outfit.
I like this.
Because,
this is...
I mean, it. Only person in the group that has served in the military.
Yeah.
That helmet is uncomfortable, but it was also nice to have.
Dude,
because bullets suck when they come at you. I'm sorry. It's nice to have something to protect the old brain pan.
Yeah, I'm sorry you say that, and all I can think of is an old Christopher Titus joke. He's like, yeah, I'm overseas doing a USO tour, you know, having fun, telling jokes, and all of a sudden the tent shakes. It's like a loud boom, and the tent shakes, and nobody moves. Everybody's just sitting there. I'm like, okay, all right. So I keep going. About 2-3 minutes later, all of a sudden there's a boom, and the whole tent shakes, and finally I go, did anybody else feel that? And one of the guys in the back goes, yeah, don't worry, that's outgoing. Does that mean there's going to be incoming? Because if so, I'm going to need one of those metal hats.
I know this sounds weird.
Metal hat wouldn't save you.
I know this sounds
that.
Weird because it's just a combat suit. I'm going to give it a 3.8.
I'm going to give it a 3.
Okay,
it's anybody could just be this guy right now. It is cool. It is cool,
and it definitely does fit the time period the movie's in.
You've been saying this for a long time.
3.
If we're grading by the actual, how do I put this? If we're grading by the show, this is a really cool moment. It gives you nostalgia. It is really cool. It births the actual Captain America. If we're grading by what we normally do, a fashion show. He's just a dude.
Yeah.
A dude gets a 3 from me almost all the time. He's just a dude right now.
So I cheated. I gave it a 3.4, so altogether it's a 3.4.
Nice.
So he's a little all under right. stage.
Now we're looking at Captain America.
Now we
America.
Get
yeah.
motherfucking Captain America.
I do like this costume.
Now I'm trying to remember, is this when he gets to the future?
No, this is the first movie.
This is still in the past.
Okay. Well, no, I couldn't tell because I thought he kept. I thought they kept the.
No,
the kite
they don't.
Style shield.
They,
I'm gonna.
I
oh,
couldn't
oh,
remember
the shield. Yeah. The shield
yeah.
changes. The shield changes in this movie.
Well, I know it does, but I couldn't remember. Oh no, that's right because he meets Howard Stark here.
His
yes.
costume changes pretty fucking severely.
Yes, it does. Yes. But
oh, it does.
It changes
does.
Just about every movie.
Well, the thing is, it
yeah,
changed
but...
instead of going from fucking stage costume, they made it more. Combat ready.
Oh, by the way.
What, wait, what did you just reference? What?
Combat?
For, wait, what are we talking about? Oh, no,
his,
no,
his
no.
costume. The,
I thought
it,
you were
it
referencing
from,
the next costume.
No, this costume. It's like the stage costume to this one, they
you
made this one
about.
Combat ready.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I know what I'm talking about, too.
Here, I'm just going to set that there so
by the way,
it's
did
easier any, for me.
I know this is not part of the, I know this is not the, this, what I'm about to say is not costume related, but did anybody else feel kind of cheated? At the end of Endgame, when he was fighting Thanos, and he did not say, I can do this all day, I felt cheated.
Well, he already said that in Civil War.
Yeah, but I really want, against Thanos,
nah.
who is a cosmic being, that...
But he said it to himself, too, and...
I felt cheated.
Either way.
That's fucking sweet. Okay.
That costume gets a 4.
I love that fucking costume. In fact, it may be my favorite of all the costumes he's worn. I give that a fucking solid-ass 5. That is the best version of Captain America I've ever seen brought into a real-world standard, because that suit makes sense to me. It makes sense in a combat sense. It makes sense in an armor sense. It makes sense in protecting him. It makes sense with all the gear and shit like that that makes me believe that they can hook up parachutes and everything else
and
they need to.
It doesn't help. It also helps.
And it looks like it belongs in the era that it's built in.
And it also helps that we probably, and I know he wasn't up against much, we have the best interpretation of a live-action Captain America ever in Chris Evans. Because he got in shape for that role. So when he comes out of that fucking chamber,
mm-hmm.
he is that big.
Okay, yeah, but he was never that small either.
No, okay, that was some weird, I know, CGI shit.
Yeah, that was an effect. Like
that was an effect. But we all know that he got in shape because we
oh,
know
yeah,
he
hell
was
yeah.
Johnny Storm just 6 years prior.
Yep.
No, sorry.
Yeah, actually,
4 years prior.
Somebody mentioned in the chat, Chris Evans... The first Human Torch to be rescued by the MCU,
dude. Yes,
yeah,
and he really did. He was all right as Johnny Storm. He played a much better Steve Rogers.
Yes,
by far.
And I'm sorry, but 3.5. You know how when they
small Chris was a decent effect, Roman.
Actually, it was. What they did when they de-aged Robert Downey Jr. in Civil War.
Oh, for the flashbacks.
For the flashback, 21-year-old
impressive.
But that make putting Evans, who is like a 6 foot three, four guy, bulky, putting his head on such a tiny body was impressive. It was. But yeah, this guy's
this costume is a 4.3. Because it's functional, it looks good,
what'd you give
it stays
Scott?
To the style.
3.5. 4.16.
Okay. Damn, I dropped next the biggest
movie.
One on that guy. I'm surprised.
All okay. Right.
The Avengers.
Here we go, Bill. Here we go, Bill.
5.
Me and Scott don't always see eye to eye on things.
That is a definite guarantee.
I'm gonna give it a 3.9 because it's I have some issues with how blocky it looks in certain spots.
That's because it's armor padding. It's got padding.
It's even then that you could make those seamless. He looks like he's got fucking polygon armor.
The last time I was in Germany and I watched a man stand over everybody, me and him disagreed. I love that part. When he comes down, fucking saves that dude, and then fucking says that to Loki, and then he has a fight with... I like the first Avengers movie. It's real good shit. This costume is a 3. Now, Bill's going to give this costume...
I'm watching the chat. I'm watching people rate.
Well, you need to stop watching and you need to rate.
Yeah, we're waiting
everybody,
on you.
Everybody rated?
Everybody else rated. I'm at a 3.5.
Go ahead, Bill.
Come
you
on,
can
Bill.
You can be the hater here.
What? It's your birthday. Hey, you're allowed to hate.
Yeah, here, take a sip of your haterade real quick. And then and then give us your 1. Your 1.
Oh, no. I think Bill's gonna hit this man with the sledgehammer.
Now, Bill, let's be real. Even though you don't like this costume, you can't give it a 0. You know damn well we've seen worse than that.
Remember later in this movie when he gets shot by a laser beam thing?
Yes.
And it almost takes him the fuck out and he falls down?
Yes.
And he gets up, and I'm sure at that point he has to be thinking, damn it, maybe if I had some sort of combat gear or armor instead of puffy cotton, that would really fucking help
well,
me in this situation.
I think what happened was when they...
Maybe if I had a helmet instead of this form-fitting, weird, fucking aesthetic thing.
Okay. How about this?
Maybe if it wasn't, like, cotton jeans. Maybe if it was durable material. Maybe if it's...
Let me try...
We're grading on aesthetics.
Right.
And because of the aesthetics that came before, I know that he's a rugged, trained soldier.
Yes.
So he comes into the modern day, and they're like, remember all that combat gear that helped you out? That shit that protects you? That shit that really did for you?
Yeah.
Here's a nice cloth suit. I want you to take that down there and look like a bright American shiny flag, and it's going to be great. It's going to really take you to the battlefield. And he may inspire some people looking like that, but he's also going to make a hell of a martyr.
By the way, here's a Batman utility belt that you can't
put
shit in.
Here's a Batman utility belt that you can't put shit in because there's nothing literally that he carries on him, gun or otherwise, that those little pockets do for him.
What if I told you...
What's he carrying that belt? What's that belt do?
Fashion. Okay.
It gives him the Bucks...
It holds his pants up!
It holds his pants up!
It gives him the good pocket belt. It gives him the Buck 69 to ride the goddamn subway. That's what
new
it
age,
does.
He keeps his new age fucking flip phone that he doesn't even know how to use in the fucking pocket.
How about this? How about I try to put your mind at ease? When he woke up at the end of Captain America First Avenger, when he got thawed out, okay, we move in 1 year later, for real life, because Avengers came out in 2012. We move into Avengers.
Yeah.
Loki shows up. Shit hits the fan quick. They get it, Cap, we need you. Maybe they didn't have his suit
maybe
ready.
Maybe they literally had a suit that was from some museum.
Coulson had this suit ready.
This was the suit Coulson gave him.
Because he liked
look,
that
guys,
suit. Maybe
like what you want. This is cosplay Captain America. And compared to every other costume that he has worn in the series so far, I actually think this is the worst one. It's a 2, and it's lucky it's getting that.
It's fine.
I knew that we would clash on this costume because he doesn't look like he belongs. Look at everybody else in the show when you get to that part where they're all standing there, and he looks like he's wearing cosplay, and everybody else looks like they're wearing gear.
I will agree with you on this.
I was so close.
The Chris Evans era of Captain America, this is his worst suit.
I think so.
This is his worst suit.
Now, Scott likes it. There's something comic book that calls to Scott.
Yeah.
Right.
Just on that part, even though I did really enjoy the very first original style in the first movie.
Yeah, to me, that's the five.
Now,
that's the thing that looks like a Captain America in the real world.
He does stand...
This doesn't. This looks like cosplay.
He does stand out when you have, you know, a guy in a titanium suit.
Titanium gold alloy.
Another guy...
Don't get it wrong, Shane.
Another guy just wearing pants.
No, 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 no. Pants.
The score for the last one was a 3.48, since everybody was arguing and didn't want to score.
We'll go to 2014 Captain America Winter Soldier.
So Captain America 2.
Here we go.
See,
that instantly looks better to me. That looks like a more modern combat gear. The helmet makes sense. The strap on the chin works for me.
And you know what?
All this seems like it could be some sort of corrugated metal thing or something.
It's plated.
Some armor plating like it's a Batman.
All the lining looks like it have... This could be pockets of stab plates.
Now, right. Get this. He's been thawed out for a couple of years now. Now he had time to get a suit ready.
Yeah, and that's the storyline, I can buy into that. I very well can buy into that. And the boots make more sense to me. And the colors, I get he's an American flag. But I also get that they're trying to serve this as a real-world thing. And as American flag as he wants to be, maybe we need Captain America, not Captain Martyr.
Yep.
That's why they gave him solid blue... Silver instead of red. They changed the color scheme.
And see, that's a difference with me. So the chat's calling it out, and that's fine. Look, guys, we all like different things, and that's the reason I'm not shitting on Scott. I knew we would disagree, but the reason I don't shit on him is because I know he likes the comic book aspect. He liked the more
comic accurate.
Yes, he likes that shit, and that's more than fine. But just like when I built the lightsaber and I talked about it on the show...
I know.
Function and form is very important to me, and this looks like it is a thing, and for the story they're trying to sell me that in the real world superheroes exist today, cloth costume is dead. This costume, I believe he could do something. It's believable to me. It just works for me. I like this a lot.
Well, that...
He's still not going to survive that shotgun blast to the face, but... Anywhere else,
but most,
he might live.
Most people don't
survive a shotgun blast. All right, but there is one man, two men on the team, three men on the team that could do it.
Thor,
Hulk, and Tony.
Yeah.
Because your shotgun is not going to bust through titanium gold alloy that he fucking bullshit makes.
You forgot there's a fourth because there's also technically War Machine because that's another Iron Man suit.
He's not part of the Avengers.
He's part of the Avengers.
He shows up,
yes,
but he's not an Avenger.
And technically,
he isn't an Avenger by the storyline they lay down.
Yeah,
he never gets that title. He technically works for the government.
And technically, Black Panther's suit has got vibranium in it.
All right,
so we'll swap people.
And his costume actually absorbs.
And quick thing for the chat.
And Loki, technically, because if you shoot him in the face, you technically didn't shoot him in the face.
And yes, thank you for
that.
But he's
not an Avenger.
I was trying to remember where I was referencing. He does look like S.H.I.E.L.D. agent.
S.H.I.E.L.D. agent.
Yes.
Because he's working with S.H.I.E.L.D. in this movie.
Yes.
That's S.H.I.E.L.D. agent Cap.
Quick thing for the chat. Steve Rogers didn't actually hold the Army rank of captain. It was an honorary rank. They even mentioned that in the first movie.
They did.
So that's why he never got promoted. They just named him Captain Rogers because he was Captain America. And they're like, that's what you are. You're not actually affiliated with the Army, but you're affiliated with the Army. You're a poster boy.
Well, by this lineage in the story that they laid down for this, he's affiliated with S.H.I.E.L.D. However their ranking system works, guy, and somehow we just know who we're answering to. And
well, no. Here's how it works in S.H.I.E.L.D.
Because Agent Guy shows up, and everybody else who's also Agent Guy is like, that's the Agent Guy that's in control. Yeah. He's the guy we answer to.
Here's how S.H.I.E.L.D.
But I don't understand how their
S.H.I.E.L.D.
rank system
because Coulson's second in command.
Right.
No, Coulson's third in command. Maria
Hill's second.
And what's she? What is she?
She's Commander Hill.
Yeah? By what standard?
Oh, yeah.
I don't understand their ranking system. They never lay
Director,
it out.
Director, Commander, who fucking knows?
Who, see, that's what I mean. They never lay it out. It's just
S.H.I.E.L.D.
guys.
But let me explain. The bottom is Guy. The next up is Coffee Guy. The next up is Lunchroom Guy. The next up, you have Named Guy. The next up, you have Ranked Named Guy.
Ranked
then
Named
next
Guy.
Next up, you have Has a Speaking Role Named Guy.
Has a Speaking Role Named Guy.
And then somewhere in the weird in-between, you've got Captain America, and probably right next to him is Agent Coulson.
Right.
Who becomes Director of S.H.I.E.L.D. for a bit.
Oh, I've never... I haven't been able to watch that show. There's just too much of it on top of everything else.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Agents, yeah.
They just said Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. covers that Four. And talks about the rank system. That's the reason.
Yeah, because when Nick Fury dies, Coulson becomes Director of S.H.I.E.L.D.
So, okay, I'm a... Yeah, I'm... I really like this. Coulson. This is 4.8.
That's a great score.
I'm right under the one that I like the most.
Cool, my turn. This is a 5. This is my favorite Chris
this
Evans.
This was your favorite one?
This is my favorite Chris Evans one.
What did you just drop?
A 4.
Okay, I was just curious.
Oh, shit, I didn't give mine, did I? 4.3.
Ooh. Okay.
I like the armor for this.
4.46.
Cool.
But it's not my favorite.
Here we are, 2015. It's time for some Ultron.
We changed it, and we went back to the colorful ones. He went back and got some red.
But it's still functional.
But it's still functional.
Yeah, it's still believable to me.
It's
a lot of armor everywhere. Don't get me wrong.
This is why I only gave that last one a 4.3.
See, we're flip-flop.
Even
this
if we're
is my second favorite.
Even if we're going to say that he's superhuman, he's still a dude. And a dude can still be killed by some random sniper on the field.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he needs
actually,
to be protected.
In the comic Civil War, he dies because of a sniper.
That's what I mean.
Yes.
What?
In the comic Civil War, he dies because of a sniper.
Not just the sniper, but, you know, his woman killed him too.
Yeah. Right. He's a dude.
He's a dude. He had his powers taken away from him, then shot.
Twice.
All right.
Yeah, twice.
Let's rate this guy.
Can't forget the second
shot. 4.8.
I like this suit a lot.
I flip-flop.
He's a 4.7. There's one suit I like better.
4.7.
I'm at a 4 or 5.
I like the color scheme. The armor looks really good. The S.H.I.E.L.D. still works perfect with it.
4.7, 4.8, Bill.
He doesn't have the stupid protruding wings.
Right. 4.9. I do like the comic colors, but I need it to be functional. I need to believe that he could survive combat.
4.72, move on. But now I gotta piss. I know we're almost done.
There's one.
We're going 2016, Captain America Civil War.
There's only two pictures. That's still pretty close to the same suit. Yeah. The only difference
close.
Is the star.
Yeah, minor variation.
The star is the difference,
variation.
So I'm going to sit with the same
thing. Yeah,
I'm sticking with the same thing.
Okay, so he's still a 4.72. We can move on.
Okay. Yeah, because I feel the same way on that one. So we're going 2017. Uh-oh. This is Spider-Man Homecoming scene. Oh.
His Avengers attire.
Yeah. It's the Avengers attire, so I'm going to stick with the same score I already gave.
Cause I love that fucking gym teacher. Yeah, I think this guy's
sure
like
this guy's a terrorist now, but but I'm required by law to show this. So
hey,
love that.
Hey, I stole a shield.
I love that. I love that fucking that.
All right.
Wait, did
I'm
you
trying to remember? SH Walking Meme is Wiki, right?
Yes.
Technically,
hey, Wiki, gonna give you a quick thing. Technically, Corporal doesn't exist, but it still exists in the U.S. military right now. It is the same rank as specialist. It just depends on if you take a non-commissioned officer slot or not. It's one of those weird-ass things. It's kind of like sergeant major and command sergeant major or first sergeant.
So should we just
sergeant.
Stick with the Avengers?
If we're doing costumes that Evans appeared in each movie, it was only for like 30, I would say about 20 seconds. But technically, he is in Thor: Dark World when Loki turns into him.
Eh.
Do they have a picture of that? Because he's tech. That is Evans in that movie.
We're going to 2018
Infinity
War.
Fucking beard.
Okay, so it's the costume that he basically stole and he ripped parts of it off.
Yep. And then he's got this dual shield that was given to him by Wakanda.
Give this man Wakanda a shield.
That's Wakandan technology. They built him a new shield. Yep. But basically, this is the same thing he already had.
His shield
had.
Got destroyed, didn't it?
No.
Oh, no, it was taken from him. That's
it's
right.
Not,
he
it's
stuck
not
it in Iron Man and walked away.
Yep.
Iron Man took it back.
Yeah, Iron Man took it back. Yeah.
But this, took it is a strong word.
That was his dad's shield, and his son.
It was graciously given back to him because at least, no matter the situation they were in, no matter how shitty things had gotten, Steve is a decent enough person morally that when Tony was defeated and on the ground and beaten and started basically crying for any part of dignity that he could get, because those were close to tears when he was like, that's not yours, that belongs to my father, he left it.
He did.
He left it there.
He left it on Tony's father's behalf, not
yes.
Tony's.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It is on part of Tony. Tony had become his friend, and there was a claim to be made, no matter how much it's affiliated and how much he may be connected to it, to Steve, that is a weapon. It is a weapon that he uses.
Yep.
Even
but
if he's
to
attached
Tony,
to it. To
it
Tony,
was the last thing of his father's that he knows is around.
There was a sentimental value attached. He left it out of being a good person.
Hell, they were.
Literally.
You know they were friends because in the movie he said, he's my friend. And Tony says, so was I.
Yeah.
Before they fight.
So when you look at all this, I do like this suit. Because it is what he took with him. He just took parts of it off. Or maybe they were damaged.
It looks like they were damaged. Because honestly, if you look
this used to be where the metal star was.
Yeah,
but it's been removed.
Well, the metal star with the red on it. And if you look at all the red has been basically faded and destroyed off of it. The white's really
listen, in the year and
everything.
After Civil War, when
he went through some shit. Yeah.
I mean, fuck,
he went busting people out of jail.
Quick question, because this is an aesthetic. It's a technical part of it. Do you guys like him with or without beard?
I like him with the beard.
I like him with...
That's me personally.
The Batman with stubble thing.
Yeah.
I could go with or without it.
It gives me more of that, constant fighting, don't have time to do anything kind of thing.
It makes him happy because he too rocks a beard.
Yeah. Well, I mean that, too. I mean, Riker with beard or Riker without beard, Bill?
This is the slightest bit
Riker
of bias.
With beard.
Riker
beard.
With beard.
He has beard bias.
Nick without beard, Nick with beard.
Beard bias.
Nick with beard.
Yeah, I prefer you with a beard.
Nick has beard bias.
Yeah, yes, I do. Ooh, that guy doesn't have a beard? Fuck you.
Fuck that guy.
Fucking disgusting.
Well, I go, all right, yeah, he doesn't have a beard. And then he gets a beard, I'm like, the beard looks good.
Right. Well, to be fair, the bias isn't only with Nick. See, there's Seth with beard and Seth without beard. And Seth without beard doesn't get any sex from the wife. So...
Okay.
Once again, bias. I prefer you with a beard.
See, I can get
I prefer
sex
you
with
your
with
facial
or without
hair.
Beard.
You need the facial hair.
Yeah, you need beard.
You look so weird without it.
Yeah.
And none of you...
I get baby face without beard.
And none of you have never...
Same, that's
you've never seen
why
my
I
chin.
Don't get sex.
Oh, since I had this since I was 17. You didn't know me.
We have seen you without it.
With a picture, but not in real... Not in actual...
Seen it. Your mommy showed me.
Yep.
Well, my mom does things that she's not supposed to do.
No, literally, the reason why is because I shaved the whole beard off because I fucked up the chin. And literally, I was just like, fuck it. And I did the whole thing. I walk out and Hannah goes, it starts laughing in my face. I'm
trying
like,
to remember.
Well,
this costume doesn't
then.
Really change between the two movies.
Not well. Remember that
it
the next movie,
does, but not a lot.
Is a 5-year jump.
That's true.
Yeah.
There is a 5-year jump in the next movie.
I can't remember if I liked this one or that.
This
one
is
better.
My third favorite, so we're going 4.7.
I'm
going
to give this one the 4.9 just to be on the safe side.
Loving how we're just flip flopping
right.
Here.
Because I really like the battle damage. I like the wear and tear. I like the beard.
Now, obviously, I prefer his round shield other than the dual Wakanda shield.
I do too.
But I need a shield.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about
that. Here's some shields. Let's go kick some ass.
Yeah, I don't like the Wakandan shields. I hate those.
They're
functional, but I hate them.
In the situation they were in, he didn't have time to get his other shield.
Well, they serve a double purpose, too, because
they have a blade. They have a blade at the end.
Fighting styles.
Now, get this.
Well, it's not really a blade. It's just a point.
That shield doesn't really allow him.
He
can throw it, and he can do his martial arts and whatnot, but those things, like Wolverine claws, would allow him to utilize his overall fighting potential to a much higher degree than
And as you know, in Infinity War, him and Tony were never in the same scene.
He gets a hammer, so, in the next movie. It's fine.
Well, that's because he was always meant to pick up that hammer.
Okay.
The only thing weighing him down was he was lying to Tony. That was the reason he could only move it slightly and not pick it up.
And then Vision walks up and goes, boop.
That's because Vision's a machine. If you put the fucking hammer in an elevator, the elevator still goes up. Does that make the elevator worthy?
Right.
Yes.
So what'd this one
get? The best thing in the world?
I don't know. I'm still missing a build.
When Thor goes into the house and he takes a piss, puts the toilet seat down, and then puts that hammer on the toilet seat and just leaves.
You see, after Endgame...
You come in later to take a piss, and you're like, Dick!
Well, get this. After Endgame, even old-ass Steve Rogers goes in there and is like, Ha, Thor, that don't work anymore! I'm taking a piss!
But here's the thing, though. Everybody always says that if you're worthy, you can pick up the hammer. Even if you're not worthy, you can still push that motherfucker off the goddamn toilet seat.
You try to see if you can push a hammer that, if you're not worthy, weighs about a billion pounds.
It says, if you're not worthy, you cannot pick it up.
True.
See, we're going Gremlins on this shit. So, does it matter if you feed it after dark where they're from? Or is it just after dark in the time zone that you're in which case, do time zones actually count?
My worry about that is if I push that thing off my toilet seat and say I have a multi-floor house and I'm on, I don't know, the third floor and I've got a basement and I just push that bitch off,
is it going to go through all of
my floors and blast into my basement?
We're all sitting at Nick's house chilling. Anyway. He's upstairs using the restroom. We're all talking.
And then
all of a sudden,
suddenly the hammer of Thor, boom! Nick, taking a piss!
The instructions said I can't pick it up. I pushed that shit off.
Anyway, what did Bill give? Because I still never got a fucking anything.
I like it. It's 3. 3.5.
Okay, let me divide by 3.
All right.
4.32 for that
one. End game.
The last time we'll see Chris Evans is America's ass.
Oh, we got both caps.
Oh, we've rated this costume.
And yes, he changed his costume back.
Yep.
Probably because... He even has a little Avengers on the side.
Yep.
Unfortunately, I'm still saving my 6 for these because these are different.
Okay, this
and I can't just use them for a hero.
Essentially the same thing.
This
he
is
had.
Essentially Ultimate Captain America.
Yep.
This is chainmail.
It's Ultimate Captain America.
Yep.
And I like this one a lot.
4.
This one gets a 5.
4.7.
Because that's not chainmail.
Well, it's
that's
scale
that,
mail.
That's that scale mail that he wears in Ultimate.
No. You get the little one. Give me that one back. Because remember he had
Stormbreaker?
Yeah. No, you get the little one.
He's like, no.
I want the big one. You get the... I do love... But that was... Oh, man. When that hammer hit Thanos and it came back and Cap was like this, I was like, oh, God. I got a boner.
Everyone has seen the video of the audience reaction to Cap getting...
And second boner of the movie, Avengers Assemble. Oh, he finally said it. I love it. I love that movie.
I love how
despite
Doc
the fact,
Strange
despite
and
the rest
the
fact
of the fucking
that Thanos got beat by a rat,
bring everyone in. They're like, "What's up?"
You know that theory? That rat wouldn't have hit the button to release fucking Ant-Man. Thanos won.
Yep.
The rat defeated Thanos.
Yep.
In truth, Doctor Strange could have just ended it all, but
as
they
dust?
Didn't do it. No. Fucking portal thing.
Oh, yeah.
No, Portal thing. Round Thanos arm. Close portal. Arm goes bye-bye.
No portal.
Snap. That's it. Too late.
Portal thing opens. No portal. I don't believe there's portals. I control reality.
What if... Okay, what
he's,
if...
He's broken beyond anything you're imagining.
There is
almost
one...
anything you can conceptualize, he could outdo you. In fact, he beats himself by choosing to fight them. When he met them all on that planet and they're all like, I'm going to fucking fight you. He could have been like, you're all puddles of water. Okay, I'm moving on.
Yep.
They're all dead.
There is one scene where his portal thing could work. Mantis is on top of him. Peter's pulling that bitch off.
Isn't the cape also pulling on it?
Yeah, I can't remember. And then, but and the only reason why Doctor Strange did nothing is he was doing that fucking looking through the future, all these different
ways. No, he was already done with that.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
So at that point, he could have just been like, Peter, hold him. And we're done here. Yep. We're done here. That's the only scene
how
that would work.
How it should have ended.
I'm a surgeon. I know how to do this.
You know
the reason why.
That scene? Yeah. We get to that scene because he decided to fight them in the first place.
That's true. Thanos,
he knows he's broken. But had they showed up second one and been like, we're fucking mad. He'd be like, I don't give a shit. You're all a bunch of daisies.
Poof. Yep. Okay, that's us. If we had the Infinity Gauntlet and I saw...
Sister Stark, I don't feel so good.
And I saw... heroes wanting to fight me. I'm like, oh no, what
Friday,
to
I'm sad.
Do?
Play
what
Dust in
do?
The Wind.
Okay.
I don't want
to
go.
Now time to go to Earth. Wait, that dude had that stone.
You're not David Tennant.
Earth. That stone. Oh, all the... Bye.
Yeah.
I win.
He's broker than a... He's broker than shit. He just doesn't use it.
Except if he's fighting Darkseid. He ain't broken.
I like this
Darkseid
lot.
Beats the fuck out of Thanos.
This is also 4.7. This is really high on my list.
4.7 was my score, too. I like this one. Okay. I love him holding the hammer. That hammer holding is awesome.
5.
See, Scotty knows what's up.
Good.
So I can use more than 1.5. So.
Yep. So we're at a 4.88.
Not bad.
So, does Endgame Captain America win then?
1. Yes. Yes. Endgame is the winner.
Good.
Now I got to pick.
Now we get to
when
see
Captain America throws his mighty shield. Who opposes shield must yield, unless you're a plane or a bomb or some ice.
But please be careful, he'll steal your car.
Then you don't necessarily need to yield.
See, I kind of wish Evan...
My favorite costumes out of this is definitely, like, I like the... I know you're not going to call it that, but Commando Cap and Endgame Cap are my two favorites.
Winter Soldier Cap was my favorite. But,
like, I also like Infinity War Cap because he's, like, kind of battle damaged and stuff beforehand.
But
I like those.
This guy was going to win because he had the most appearances as Captain America. From 2011 to 2019, he had fucking 8 years on screen as Cap. He was obviously going to win. He had different suits, even if they only changed slightly, they're still different.
Oh no, Nick doesn't need to yield. Nick will fucking portal his ass out of here. Look, I used to love Cap, and then it kind of died off, and then I became a huge fan of Iron Man.
Oh, the group pictures of every Cap.
But there is one person in the MCU that truly holds the pinnacle place for me. Kinda
Hawkeye.
Like Flash for you.
And it's Hawkeye.
No, it's definitely not
I know,
Hawkeye.
It's Doctor Strange.
It's Doc Strange. I'll portal my ass out of here. Fucking mumbo jumbo science magic, bitch.
So, Doctor Strange to you is the Flash to me.
Yes.
Awesome. Who's your favorite hero?
Kind of like...
Scotty? Who's your favorite Marvel character? Is it Spider-Man?
In the comics, Spider-Man.
Okay.
Parker Spider-Man.
Spidey guy.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I love Spider-Man.
I hate to do it, but we might have to call this episode and make it a two-parter because, damn... Like, I'm supposed to be at lunch at 1, so unless you guys go on from this point me...
I think we're good. Plus,
still have all this Hulk, these Iron Men, and yes, these are still...
Are we? Okay, when are
all
we...
All that, and we have all that.
I have a couple questions.
We've finished Captain America.
I have a couple questions. You just said Hulk. Now, are we grading his pants? Or are we grading, like, the butt? Like,
dude, that's a...
Man, those are some nice pants. He doesn't wear anything but pants.
He doesn't wear pants.
So are we grading, like...
It's going to be like King Kong all over again.
It's okay. Going to be like
He's a kaiju.
That's how... Yeah.
It's literally what he is. He's a kaiju.
That was fucking amazing.
But yes.
Grace pants.
To be fair, nice technically, technically you're right. He does only change pants... Except when we get to the last movie, when he becomes the smart Hulk.
Oh, it has the armor.
Yeah, and then he's well. Technically, there's the armor from
the jumping
Hulk.
Into the yeah.
But there's also he becomes fucking smart Hulk as if he's fucking Amadeus Cho, yes, totally awesome Hulk, and he wears real fucking clothes.
Yeah,
he wears a hoodie.
He awesome. Also there's also that movie where he's.
Well, technically, I got Thor Ragnarok Hulk, so
because he's naked.
Yeah, that's the plan.
Gets out of the tub, and fucking Thor's like, oh my god. And I'm a god, but not that godly.
And trust me, I do have Incredible Hulk, Lou Ferrigno, along with that Thor.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
But Lou Ferrigno, he did a movie thing.
He did some TV movies.
Yeah, TV movies where he's alongside a Daredevil. And a Thor.
Yeah.
Have we been talking about them?
We've done.
You know what's really sad?
We've done so many episodes.
We don't
have done
anything to
Daredevil
really go
yet?
With Doctor Strange.
No.
Because he's only been in the movies, really, for live action.
We're doing live action, so yeah. So Daredevil could get...
I think mostly live action, he's only maybe
Daredevil
like two
Daredevil is Defenders, so is Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
Doctor Strange was basically... He's more known as a Defender. He's been on... Everybody's been a fucking Avenger.
But you want to know what's really funny?
Even Deadpool.
Do you want to know what's really
Punisher?
Great? The Defenders TV series?
I thought he never made the Avengers because Cap wouldn't allow him.
I don't think he might be one of the few. It's ridiculous.
He might have been one of the other Avengers.
That have been affiliated,
Moon Knight? He's getting his own live-action show.
I know he is.
How many people know about Moon Knight? I don't really know much about him.
What, you mean the Mandalorian?
Was he an Avenger?
Moon Knight?
Or was he a Defender?
He was a secret Defender, wasn't he?
I want to say you're right.
I believe, yes, he was a secret Defender. He did become an Avenger at one point in time.
I know the Black Knight was a Defender.
That's because he was actually able to take his crazy pills that day. No, you laugh. I'm being dead fucking serious. Moon Knight is literally a psychotic criminal who put on the fucking cape and cowl. And if he's having a good day, he's a good guy. If he's having a bad day, he's a bad guy. He's fucking Deadpool.
Oh,
he does what the fuck he wants.
That'll make for
when
an interesting
the fuck
show.
He want to do.
Yeah, I do.
He do what he wants.
Now that I'm looking at it, I do. Yeah, the chat just called out that Punisher was on the Thunderbolts.
Oh yeah,
he was never an Avenger.
He's a little too violent for
he
the Avengers.
People.
Well, there's weirdness
there's,
to the Avengers.
There's
a people
group called the Dark Avengers, though, and technically that's where he and Moon Knight.
Yeah,
Knight
but
fall.
there's a group. No,
Dark Avengers had Osborn.
Nope, you guys are wrong. Nope, sorry. He's an Avenger. Sorry, he's an Avenger.
When?
When he served alongside Conan the Barbarian.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, yeah.
When he served alongside Venom, Elektra, Wolverine.
Oh, yeah, that Avengers team.
Could you see
That's an
me
Avengers
being
team.
Lobo, Seth?
The Savage Avengers are, they're affiliated in the comic books as
you
Avengers.
Bastard.
He's an Avenger.
Well, maybe back in, like, the old days. Of the heavy
are we
smoking.
Are we going to be doing like live action costumes for like I know like some guys don't have a lot of appearances.
Our
like,
gimmick
reviewing
costumes.
Apparently,
like,
we're going to have me go.
We have Nicolas Cage Ghost Rider.
Now.
We have Agents of Shield Ghost Rider.
If it has been live action costume, more than likely we have the right to talk about it. If it dealt with superheroes or special effects cinema. And superheroes are special. They're this special effects cinemas here in the West.
I mean, that's
the reason we've moved into superheroes is because this is the only equivalent that we really have to tokusatsu here. It's special effects cinema.
Can we not?
Special effects adventure cinema.
Hey,
we'll
Seth,
call it that.
Since
you know,
he only has
I'm
one live action,
broke as shit.
Can we not do Green Lantern? Mm-hmm.
And yes, next time Kamen Rider will be on
I don't
the list.
Do Green Lantern.
It'll be on the drive.
I think he only has one fucking live action in this. Green Lantern has another?
Mm-hmm. There was pilots.
Yeah, there was a couple pilots, remember? We took
he
a
appears
look at
in,
them.
He appears in that awful fucking Justice League I think it was 19, like, was it 94 or some or, shit? Yeah.
And then we have the fucking CGI suit. Fucking garbage.
Then you have the CGI suit.
Just go ahead and put that down as a zero. That suit.
I mean,
I'm not a big Deadpool fan, but I agree with Deadpool.
And
don't make the suit animated.
If you want to get ridiculous, he kind of appears in one other show, but all they did was steal everything about him. They just didn't name him Hal Jordan.
Yeah, if he would have been Kyle Rayner.
Nope.
Or not Kyle Rayner.
No. No, he is in a movie. They basically stole every single thing about Hal Jordan, made the character Hal Jordan, produced the entire fucking movie, and never named him Hal Jordan. There was only they were only missing one scene. A green ring should have shot through the sky, went under his finger, and his jet should have exploded.
I spaced out. Wait, what are we talking about?
Wait, is
Top Gun?
Yeah. That's Hal Jordan.
Oh, Maverick. Okay.
He has the family. He has the secondary family. His dad died a tragic death. He became a fucking test pilot. He has survived and experienced great fear and moved past it. He has an adoptive family and adoptive kids that are like his brother and sister. They took every single thing,
apparently.
Every single thing that existed about Hal Jordan, and they made Top Gun. They just took Hal Jordan, plucked him out of comic books, and said, "Let's just not give him a green ring." Bow, movie.
Highway
He's Hal Jordan.
To the not Green Lantern Zone.
Maverick is Hal Jordan, 100%. He's fucking Hal Jordan.
Speaking of Top Gun,
and if they really wanted to push it, if they really wanted to push it for the DC movies, if they do the DC movies and they bring in Hal Jordan, I am okay with them hiring, even as old as he is, if they want to go ahead and hire Tom Cruise to be Hal Jordan. He's already played Hal Jordan. Let him play Hal Jordan again. Let his hair gray a bit, because that was the old Hal Jordan from the Superman when we grew up anyway.
You can't tell Tom Cruise is aging. The guy still does his own stunts in the Mission Impossible movies.
But that's
movies.
What I'm getting at. Let him play Hal Jordan. He's already done it, and I already accepted it.
No. Let's not do him as...
Why?
Because he'll be pulling stroke on everything.
Pulling stroke?
Huh?
Considering what's going on with him and his Mission Impossible crew.
I don't keep track of Tom Cruise.
The crew thing? Everybody freaked out about that. He literally said, "Hey, if you're going to be on my fucking movie set, put a goddamn mask on. Don't give coronavirus to anybody else. Put a fucking mask on, get the fuck off my set." That's literally what the fuck happened. And people are like, "Oh my God, Tom Cruise had a fucking meltdown of fucking epic proportions."
Oh.
This wasn't...
You're talking
fucking...
about when he blew up because of the whole coronavirus thing. And he's an advocate for wear a mask and keep distance.
Right.
He would be pissed about our show, actually.
Yeah, he would be.
Because we're sitting in here without...
Yeah, this isn't like fucking
Some
term-
of us work
Terminator
for a company that doesn't give two shits.
Right. This isn't like Terminator where he was having a bad fucking day and all of a sudden, Oh, you fucking up me lights, mate. You fucking up me lights. Lordy, lordy, lord, coming through my scene, like, you fucking up me lights. And it's like,
You're fucking up me lights.
That's literally, I know.
Right.
That's literally like, that was the fucking meltdown that happened on Terminator Salvation when fucking, what's his nuts, blew a goddamn gasket.
Christian
that was
Bale?
Different. Yeah, when
that
Bale
was Christian
blew a
Bale.
Gasket.
And Christian Bale was honestly out of line.
Yes, he
was. He fucked up. He deserved
and
some
Tom,
of that back.
Tom Cruise wasn't
Tom
out of
Cruise,
line. He was just...
Yeah, he was literally...
Tom Cruise approached it incorrectly, but he's not wrong.
Yeah. He was literally like, "Look, you're about to cost this movie and everybody here their fucking jobs. Put a goddamn mask on."
Because let that guy get sick and let that guy give it to the next guy who gives it to the next guy that then they lay off all the contact guys and then 80-something people are out of work that day and the movie just goes on hiatus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they blow their entire budget and they go, "Oh, well, I guess we're not doing this movie now."
Which is happening on a lot of studio lots where they're getting together and they're starting and they're doing TV and they get like a month into production on TV and then the whole staff is laid off for like a month because that is happening.
Yeah.
That is happening.
That's why I have to wait for my Flash.
Yeah, that's right. Flash was postponed.
So
a lot of movies have been.
Oh yes,
yes.
I have to watch shows, and
I have to wait till October to see my James Bond.
He approached it the wrong way, but he wasn't exactly wrong.
It's already got pushed back almost a full year. All right,
Bill, you've got to get.
Yeah, you
got
to get going, Bill.
You got 20 minutes to go get to lunch with your mom.
With your mom.
With my mom.
With my mom. Gotta go get me mom. Some of us are going to chill here and wait for you to get done so you can come back and we can celebrate your birthday by beating Dragon Quest II, apparently.
And some of us are going to play with your lightsaber.
Some of us are going to stay here because we don't want to take a nap all the time.
I have to take that with me.
Oh, no.
My mom wants to see it.
No, actually, she doesn't because your mom doesn't care.
My mom loves lightsabers.
We'll be back in 2 weeks.
Tell her who Luke Skywalker is. And give me dummy
we'll be back
knows.
In 2 weeks. Bill might have a random Star Wars stream and... I'll stream my usual Tuesday and Thursday. So.
Careful with that.
I'm going to do a misty flip that nobody gets to see.
It's tricky.
Yep.
Anybody that watched the episode last night on my channel, let's go ahead and plug the stations because there are people of... there is a fandom with Reploid Bill YouTube. If you want to go there, if you ever want to see what I'm doing outside of this, that's there. That's on YouTube.
There is a Seth Lovell YouTube, and literally all you have to do to find it is Sario Says as S-E-Z. You'll find me. I've gained like 2 people that have followed me. Woo! But
yes,
I mean 2 subscribers more means more people to listen to me whine and bitch and piss and moan about my day, which gives me reason to actually fucking stream.
Oh shit!
And talk with people.
And you've also done the fan stream.
I feel like a dick. I'm so sorry.
No, it's fine.
I should subscribe. I'm not subscribed to him.
No, and my last
I forgot.
Stream,
I don't think I am either.
But on New Year's, I did a stream where I just. Got on the fucking Discord and did a hangout call and let the fans talk. I did it Thursday night as well.
If you guys want,
there.
If you guys
yep,
want,
Bill came in at the ass end.
Kind of,
because I told Bill to come in and say, "You motherfuckers need to stop streaming. It's goddamn 10 o'clock at night," and then fucking like leave. But instead, he stayed.
I did. I stayed
talking.
And hung out for like fucking 3 hours.
I was like, I got to go to bed because I got to do that work shit. I don't have days off.
If you guys want, you go to YouTube.
Well, I do,
you
but
can
I
go
got
to
schedule.
You can go to Proto Guy's page. You'll find nothing.
You'll find no.
No.
You'll find one video.
Yes.
Yeah.
One
video.
You did an unboxing of something.
Yeah.
I can't even remember what
James
the fuck
Bond,
it is.
I don't.
No.
No,
if,
that was
if you
on
wanna go
oh, yeah,
to
that
a,
one on our
if you want to go to one of our pages that has no videos, it's mine.
It's true.
Dude, I love
I have done 2 or 3 Twitch streams just as tests a while back, but with everything around the house the way it is right now, I don't have a good stream setup. I also don't have a good time to do streaming.
Understandable.
I'm still living with my folks again for reasons. So my mom works from home, so I can't stream during the times that she's working, and I'm usually asleep then. And then my old man gets home around like 1:32, and then he's busy with his fucking second job of
you probably
golf club
out.
Shit. So
we don't want you to leave.
I can't do anything there either.
And then definitely check out
so someday
for Action Talk.
Yeah, I got Action Talk. I have had Ruxpin Abridged. It's kind of going to be floating there in space now.
Didn't you just do the last
episode?
We finished
season one. Yep.
Yeah, we finished up season one.
Scott's doing a live stream of all of the episodes tomorrow at
afternoon.
Like, what, noon, 1 o'clock?
It's going to be like, what, an hour, maybe like an hour and 10 minutes for the full season.
Something like that. I don't know.
But
what else to do after that?
We'll see you guys in 2 weeks. So, from all of us here at Fandom Night, peace.
You're not even...
Bye! No, they don't need to see me.
Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.